This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. Healing Power Hour with your host, Dr. Akila L. Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Akila L. You can call me Dr. Akila, and welcome to part two of healthy grocery shopping. I'll probably call it that, healthy grocery shopping. So I like that title much, much, much better. This is part two of this segment. Hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be a part three. I think it's going to be. Well, no. It is going to be a part three because I haven't finished shopping. When I went into the grocery store, I still had more aisles to go down, and I was just so tired from the first hour or maybe hour and a half of noting the bad words in the foods for the ingredients. I just got tired. I never stay in the grocery store that long. You know, some people will go up and down the aisles and look at everything, especially the prices. That's not me. Before I even think about going inside, I already know exactly what I need, and I usually can get it within 5 minutes. The only time that takes me is when I'm standing in line, and I like to use those computers where you can check your own items out, but I hate getting behind somebody who don't know what they're doing, and that prolongs the whole wait. Very frustrating. So that's the only time where I spend the most of my time is standing in line waiting to pay for my food. Other than that, walking inside there and picking up the food items, I know exactly what I want, so I don't stay in there long. So I noticed that I was really bored with the notations I was taking because I said to myself, man, this is the longest I've ever been here. But anyway, let's go ahead because, you know, I have the gift of gab, and I'll sit up here and start talking all day long about things that are irrelevant to the subject. So just quickly, let me go over real quick the words or the keywords that we're going to look for in food that you don't want to buy. Glycerides, we want to make sure we don't get anything with glycerides. Enriched, any words that have enriched in it. Bleached flour. Remember, that's the bread that has been chemically bleached with benzoyl peroxide. That's a big no-no. And of course, the biggest culprit of them all, high fructose corn syrup, which is in basically everything. But there are some things I noted that doesn't contain high fructose corn syrup. And you can listen to part one if you haven't already, to know the bad and harmful side effects of high fructose corn syrup and why you should never eat foods or digest foods that has that in it, high fructose corn syrup, or just regular old corn syrup. They're taking the high fructose off of it and just calling it regular corn syrup. So those are the things. There's several of the ingredients you should not have in your food. Of course, we know monosodium glutamate, you should not have that. flavor number 40. Food coloring number 40. You should not have that. Any kind of food coloring, you should not have that in your food. That's why I can't wait to start talking about meats, because meats are dyed. They have red dye in them. And I do believe that dye is red number 40 to make it look like blood, but it's not really blood. It is dye. But I didn't get to the meat section. That's going to be on part 3. So this is part 2. And let's go ahead and get started. And I'm looking at my notes, so you're going to hear me turn some pages, because I took lots of notes on the things that I noticed that I would buy for my clients. Now, this is bread. Now, I told you in part 1 that I don't eat raised bread, because one way of me keeping a flat stomach where you can see my abs is I don't deal with dairy, especially dairy from the cows. From cow milk or any dairy from the cow. And I don't deal with raised bread that has yeast in it, because it will bloat your stomach. So I don't deal with that. Flat bread I do eat, not when I'm preparing for competition, but when I am off season, I will eat flat bread. However, I am not suggesting that you stay away from bread. And if you like bread, let me tell you the breads that I highly suggest that you purchase. Now, the bread aisle really consumed a lot of my time, because there's lots of breads to choose from, and you probably don't even know which one to go for. Well, I look at the ingredients, and I notice that I didn't even write the brand of the bread, but it was one of the breads that had 100% whole wheat on it. I turned it over and looked at the ingredients, and the ingredients were very good, actually. It had stone ground whole wheat. It would be better, the best would be if it said 100% stone ground whole wheat, but it just says stone ground whole wheat. It also had barley in it, and wheat germ, and some good things in it. I'm sorry that I did not get the name brand of it, but I was just writing down that it was a 100% whole wheat. Now, all whole wheats were not equal. I think I'm going to go back up there again. When I have to go back up there again, I promised to write down the company that had the good bread. But there was some bread that was 100% whole wheat that was garbage. There was some that had monoglycerides in it. There was some like Wheat Light. Wheat Light was unbleached wheat flour, but it was enriched. And remember, enriched is one of the bad words we want to stay away from. There was one bread that was called Wheat and Fiber, which was pretty good, actually. It didn't have a lot of ingredients into it. It was just basic ingredients. Every word that was listed in the ingredients section was words that I could pronounce and words that I knew the meanings to. And it had 9 grams of carbs. So that was pretty good. I think it was 9 grams of carbs per slice. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was 9 grams of carbs per slice. So that was a good bread. But I promise, when I go back up there again to note the milk section and the yogurt section and the juice and all the other stuff and the meat, I will go back into the bread section and write the name of the brands down, so you all don't have to spend 30 minutes in that section looking at all of the breads and ingredients in the breads. Put it this way, white bread is a no-no. You can feed the white bread to the pigeons, but do not feed it to your children, and definitely don't feed it to yourself. I was surprised to see Wonder Bread was up there. I thought they got rid of that. My mom fed that to me when I was young. It was good bread, but she just didn't know any better, and I don't deal with that anymore. There was a bread up there that was honey wheat. Honey wheat bread was not on my good list, because it was high enriched flour, And then there was another one that was a 100% whole grain that's on my good list. Jeez, I can't believe I didn't write the brands down. But it was 100% whole grain, and it too was stone ground whole wheat as the first ingredient, which was a great bread. There were no glycerides or monoglycerides inside of it. It was a lot of ingredients that were natural and words I could pronounce. Now, here is some so-so bread I wrote down, and I did write down the company. Sarah Lee. Sarah Lee has a bread called Classic Whole Wheat. I didn't like it. I thought that bread was bad, and let me tell you why. The Sarah Lee's Classic Whole Wheat is has high fructose corn syrup in it. And remember, you eat foods that have high fructose corn syrup in it, it's not good for you, and you can find out why by listening to part one of this segment. Sarah Lee also had a 100% multi-grain, which had whole grains and whole wheat, but it had cottonseed fiber. That's some nonsense. Put it this way, I didn't see any good bread by Sarah Lee. Why would you put cottonseed fiber in bread? That's just crazy. But if you want to know the king of all kings in the bread department, it was Pepperidge Farm. Pepperidge Farm had the best bread on the shelves in this grocery store. Understand, this was not an organic food market. This was a regular grocery store. I'm not even going to name the grocery store, but it was just a regular store where you buy your food, and it's very popular here in the South. So if they have it here, they have this everywhere as far as this particular brand. But I just want everyone to know that I didn't go to any organic places. And since I'm mentioning organic, if you do not buy organic fruits and vegetables, it's okay. Just as long as you buy fruits and vegetables, I'll talk more on that later. It's best to buy it non-organic than not to buy it at all. That's my opinion on that. But Pepperidge Farm had the best bread. It was 100% natural. That's what it's called, Pepperidge Farm, 100% natural. The best one I saw in their selection was the German dark wheat. Oh, that bread was just great. I didn't see one harmful ingredient in that list. And so, once again, the best bread that I saw in the bread section was 100% natural German dark wheat, which is by Pepperidge Farm. And of course it would be dark wheat from Germany, because I notice one thing when I go to Germany, the bread is freshly made and it's dark and it's very, very delicious. I will eat raised bread when I go to Germany, because it's a different type of bread than the junk that they have here in America. There was another bread by Pepperidge Farm that was not too good, and that was rye. It was enriched wheat flour. It was unbleached. They had pumpernickel there too, but that too was enriched wheat flour. Remember, enriched is not a good word to have in your breads. And then the sourdough, that was bad. Sourdough had bleached, it was bleached flour and enriched and had high fructose corn syrup. So that was just a bunch of junk, so I didn't like that. Now, I did go, since I am the kind of person that eats flatbread off season, I did go into the flatbread section. And what I mean by flatbread, I mean pita bread, tortillas, burrito bread, taco, soft taco bread, those breads that doesn't have yeast in it. And I was really surprised. I was really surprised at the selection of the flatbread. They had, I didn't write the name down, but I'll be sure to do it next time. There was a whole wheat and regular tortilla, which was enriched and bleached flour. Now, believe it or not, the whole wheat will have bleached flour in it as well. So don't think just because it's whole wheat that it's going to be absent of enriched flour or bleached flour, excuse me. Some whole wheat breads will have bleached flour in it. The best tortillas I saw were two kinds. I'm going to tell you both of them. One was a corn tortilla, and like I said, I gotta get the name of the brand. It was a corn tortilla, which was low in carbs and low in fat, very good ingredients, very natural. Now, I did get the name of the best flatbread that they had on that shelf, and it is by a company called Mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N, and that best bread that they had, or the best tortilla, which is a flatbread, was a multi-grain, and it was best tortilla because it was multi-grain plus. I don't even remember all the great ingredients in that bread, but it was superb. I said to myself, once I start getting into my flatbreads again, so remember, you can use flatbread for the same type of sandwiches or whatever you would use for raised bread. But I said, once I'm going off season, which will be in the fall, I'm definitely going to buy that multi-grain plus by Mission. So that was pretty good. Okay, so then I walked away from the bread area and we went to the nuts area. Not too much to say on the nuts, you know, especially if you're not going to a Whole Foods store or a store that specializes in holistic organic foods. But if you're just going to a regular store, you know, try to find nuts that are pretty much raw, which is going to be rare. But I do notice that some grocery stores, like I even think Publix, even have some raw cashews and raw almonds and things like that. But if you can't get it raw, the next best thing to get is just go get them if they're roasted. And the nuts that are on my list, the top nuts to purchase, are almonds, walnuts, pecans, and Brazil nuts. Of course, you know, you can eat those. Cashews and peanuts, I don't really have anything bad to say, but they're not on the top list of my best nuts. Sunflower seeds are excellent as well, so if you want to create a nice snack, sunflower seeds is something you can go for, and it's really high in protein, so sunflower seeds is actually one of the things I munch on now when I'm dealing with a snack. I also passed the potato section. I am not for instant potatoes, the kind of potatoes you see in the box. No, 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 no. Get your potatoes that looks like a potato, not instant potatoes. There's nothing wrong with the white, there's nothing wrong with the red, and there's definitely nothing wrong with the sweet potato. They do have some potatoes that are wrapped in a type of film that you can put in the microwave and you can heat it up for like 5 minutes. I've done that a couple of times when I was in a rush, and it was really good actually. So this is for people who don't have time to sit and bake your potatoes. So get your whole potatoes, not instant potatoes, so leave those alone. Veggies, your vegetables, the best type of vegetables to get are the ones that are fresh. No canned vegetables. No canned fruit. All right? It's okay if they're in a bag, but I will choose fresh vegetables that are out in the open, that are able to breathe, than those in the bag, okay, because they do have to treat those with, and I have to look into more into this, but there's no air getting into a bag, you got to understand that, unless it's frozen. So I noticed they had bagged spinach, and I'm a little, you know, suspect of bagged spinach, so I don't buy my spinach bagged, but here's the deal, that's just me. But if you're the kind who doesn't feel like washing your spinach and caring for them, then go ahead and get the bagged spinach because it's easy to take care of. It's already clean, so you don't have to worry about anything. But me, I don't get bagged spinach. I get my spinach when it's out in the open and being and when it's being sprayed with water from the filter or the fountain that's inside of the vegetable area. So that's number one, and the bag is the number two. But no canned vegetables, no canned fruit. If your fruit is fresh, if it's in a container where the expiration date is in a couple of days, you can buy it. But no canned anything. Canned foods are just lethal, and I would stay away from them. I also passed the fresh fish area. Now, you were saying, well, I know you're probably saying, well, Dr. Keeler, if you're by the fish area, why you just didn't deal with the meat? Well, I'm going in an area where, you know, the fish was separate from the other section of the meat, so I'm going zigzagging away. So, if you want to know the type of fish I do suggest, I suggest any fish except for catfish. No on the catfish. Catfish is just not good. It just is not high in any type of nutrients. And it's not even that high in protein either. It's just a doo-doo fish, and I don't like scavenger fish like that. So if you want a great fish, you can always go for your tilapia. This is for people who don't like a fishy fish. You know, I think fishy fishes are great, like salmon, your red snapper, grouper, orange roughy. What others? I'm missing one. Cod. Cod is a great fish, okay? So, but if you want your fish not so fishy fish, then you can get the tilapia, the flounder. You can eat those. But swordfish, those are great for you. They're very high in essential fatty acids, and that's the good fat that you want to eat. But catfish, no. No on the catfish. Crab is not something I would include in your diet for nutritional basis. The same thing with lobster. I would stick to your regular fish, your deep water fish, for nutritional reasons. But that's just my opinion as far as the crab and the lobster is concerned. Then I went down the aisle where they had the vegetarian section. And let me tell you something. Even though the veggie burgers are not meat, does not necessarily mean that they are all good for you. I noticed that a lot of vegetarian meals are high in sodium. And let's look at the Boca burger first. Boca burgers, most of their selections are very, very, very high in sodium. So if I had to choose between the best Bocas that they have, which is the lowest in sodium, I would choose the bruschetta. The bruschetta only had 260 grams of sodium, which was the lowest that they had in that selection. And then, of course, the best one out of all, it was the original vegan by Boca Burgers. The Boca Burgers. So the top two Boca Burgers I suggest for those who would like to go the vegetarian route, choose the bruschetta or the original vegan for the lowest sodium. The other selections that the Boca Burgers had were just so high in sodium, I just do not recommend them. I thought they were just garbage. So Boca Burgers, a bruschetta, or original vegan, those are the best. Morningstar is another vegetarian company that have vegetarian meals and burgers, and they basically are high in sodium as well. But the ones that had the lowest sodium by Morningstar was the spicy black bean. That's at 350 grams of sodium. Pretty high, but not the highest. And then the ones with the lowest was the Grillies, I think it was called. I got Grillies. I got Grillies down here. And that was at 260. That's pretty good under the circumstances when it comes to those vegetarian patties. The veggie bacon strips and the veggie link sausage was just extremely high in sodium. So I do not suggest those. I know some people. Now let me say this on top of that. If you had to choose a lesser evil, if you're the type of person who love their bacon, you love eating bacon, and you had to choose between pork bacon or a veggie bacon strip by Morningstar, I would choose the veggie bacon strip by Morningstar, hands down. No, there's no contest in that, okay? Because the pork and the fat content in that bacon from the swine is going to be twice as high than the ones you're going to get from Morningstar. So, yeah, that's my thing with the Morningstar. Let's go down the ice cream aisle. And I went down there. That was pretty interesting. You know, this is going to be real easy and to the point when it comes to the ice cream. Ice cream, any ice cream made from cow's milk is just a no-no. Sorry, no. But there is an ice cream you can get from the ice cream aisle, which is sherbet. Now, sherbet is fat-free, and ice cream from cow's milk is not fat-free. It's full of fat, but sherbet is fat-free. Now, granted, it has a lot of sugar in there, and I do believe, let me see, did I? Okay, I looked, some of the sherbets have high fructose corn syrup. I got my notes down here. Some of them had high fructose corn syrup in it, and others did not. And so, once again, I failed to write down the company of the sherbets that did not have high fructose corn syrup. But I will tell you that all of them, all of the sherbets I saw for half a cup contained 20 grams of sugar. And that is a lot of sugar for half a cup. But if it's better than ice cream from cow's milk. So, of course, my favorite thing is going to be sherbet. But to beat sherbet, I will say soy ice cream. Soy ice cream will beat sherbet hands down too. So they have. So if you want, if you have a sweet tooth and you want to eat ice cream, soy ice cream or any ice cream made from soy milk, it's going to be number one. Unfortunately, they do not have ice cream made from goat's milk. Now, goat's milk is very good. It's equal to human milk, and there's no lactose intolerance to goat's milk. So if you have or you know a farm or you know anyone selling ice cream made from goat's milk, get it. It's delicious. It tastes better than ice cream made from cow's milk, and it's good for you. So we have number one, soy milk ice cream, number two, goat milk ice cream, and then number three, sherbets. Okay? All right, and last, I think, no, I still have, I still got more notes. Yeah, we're going to be doing, look like a part three and a part four and a part five. I hope not to get to part five. I swear I'm going to do the rest of this whether we go over or not. Okay, let's go down to the aisle where they had the peanut butter. I went down the aisle and I looked over the peanut butter. Let me tell you about peanut butter. You want to get peanut butter that doesn't have hydrogenated oils in it. You want to get peanut butter that are not high in sugar. And there were only two peanut brands that had the best ingredients, all natural, extremely low in sugar. We're talking about 1 gram, 1 gram per tablespoon, which was excellent. And it was all natural, and it tastes great. And one is Smucker's Creamy or Smucker's Chunky. Smucker's all natural peanut butter. It only has two ingredients. Want to know what those two ingredients are? Peanuts and salt. That's the only two things you see by the ingredients list. And the second choice for the best peanut butter is smart balance. Now, smart balance is becoming very known and very very knowledgeable on healthy foods. These are the people who have the great butters, and they have some nice cooking oil. I'll go more into that later, but Smart Balance peanut butter is the second choice. Now, when it comes to jellies, there's not one jelly or jam worth its salt on that shelf, because every jelly, every preserve, every jam that I saw, all of them had high fructose corn syrup in it. Every last bit. So when it comes to jellies and jams, you're just going to have to either find some natural kind that's been preserved by a local farm, or make it yourself. But if you buy it off the shelf, it's going to have high fructose corn syrup in it, and that's just not good for you. When we deal with the vinegars, your best vinegars are going to be your apple cider vinegar. But make sure you get the apple cider vinegar that's not diluted with water. There was a 100% apple cider vinegar, and then there was a cheaper brand of vinegar which was diluted with water. And also there was some vinegars that was artificially sweetened, and that's a big no-no. Remember, no artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners are cancer-causing agents, and I just tell everybody, stay away from them. So your best vinegars is going to be apple cider vinegar. I do get white vinegar, but I get white vinegar as a cleaning agent, not as something to put into my food. And I noticed that because some people use white vinegar for your salad dressing, no, substitute the white vinegar for your apple cider vinegar. And when it comes to the best salad dressings, I noticed that the best salad dressings, the best salad dressings were the salad dressing that had the little ingredients as possible, and all of the words were words I could pronounce. These are words I knew the meanings of, and so the little ingredients and words that I can pronounce. So we'll have something like apple cider vinegar, garlic, thyme, fenugreek, parsley, cayenne pepper. These are ingredients that not only I can pronounce, but I do know the meaning to them. So there was no misunderstanding of this is a quality type of salad dressing. Don't get so caught up in fat-free salad dressing unless you are the type of person who drowns your salad in salad dressing. You don't necessarily have to worry about if it's fat-free or not, okay? So don't get all hung up. Just look at the ingredients and see what type of contents are inside of that bottle of salad dressing, rather than if it's going to make you fat or not, or get fat free. Mayonnaise. When it comes to mayonnaise, I find that there was Kraft, I do believe, that had a mayo light, and I liked this because it was gluten free, and it had about 5 ingredients to it. So I think it was eggs or something like that. I can't remember, but it was every word that was in there was words that I could pronounce. Unfortunately, it did have a preservative in there, but it was like the last ingredient. So, you know, out of all the evils of the world, I would say that the mayo light is something you can go for if you have to have mayonnaise. Ketchup is not really something I advocate, because I don't really like ketchup, don't get me wrong. And if you're going to have one of those cheat days, or those days where you get to spoil yourself because you've been doing so well, then sure, have ketchup. But on a daily thing, no. Ketchup is very, very high in sugar, and guess what? Ketchup has high fructose corn syrup in it. So if you're the type of person who has to have some kind of condiments on your food, I would go for your mustards. Go for your Dijon mustard. spicy mustard, brown mustard, honey mustard even is much better than ketchup. So go for, if you have to have some kind of a sauce or condiments on your food, go for a mustard, not ketchup. Actually, you can even make a nice salad dressing with apple cider vinegar, garlic, and mustard. So that's a good thing. I went down this aisle where there was diet things, and the protein bars and granola bars was just junk. Don't deal with the protein bars because it has a lot of preservative and other words in there that you don't know the meaning of, and I don't either. It also had a lot of sugar in it. So the granola bars and the protein bars, I know some people want to use it as meal replacements, but there's other things you can use for meal replacements except for protein bars. Protein bars is just a waste of money. If you want to eat something, go ahead and save your money. Instead of spending $3 on a protein bar, go ahead and spend 89 cents on a regular candy bar. It's almost the same thing. So, you know, go for the candy bar for $2 less than actual protein bar. You're going to get the same type of sugars and the carbs. Maybe not the protein. The protein content is a little higher. But, you know, it's just not worth it. I don't believe in protein bars. I used to do them because I didn't understand. I was ignorant of the ingredients and the nutritional value of them. Now I'm aware. I don't touch them. Even though I'm a bodybuilder, I don't touch protein bars. Now, you can make your own protein bars, but I'll probably put those ingredients on my health tip page where I have all the food recipes. But to buy it, no. If you want to also substitute, if you want to know something you can snack on, get rice cakes, any kind of rice cakes that they have. So those are a good alternative to the protein bars or granola bars. Went down there, and tomato paste was fine in a jar, but not in a can. Read the ingredients, because some of the tomato paste had high fructose corn syrup in it. Some of the tomato paste didn't. They had natural ingredients, so you're going to have to read the ingredients and see to make sure it doesn't have those bad words in there. No Alfredo sauce, because Alfredo sauce, a lot of it had milk in it along with other preservatives and artificial ingredients. Noodles, your best noodles were whole grain noodles, noodles that were high in fiber, all seven grain noodles. All of your wheat noodles were perfect. I love them. Look at the ingredients. They were very limited in the wording. Like four ingredients max, and it was great. I love them. They also had this pasta that was called the vegetable ribbons. They were very good, too. I looked at those. I remember eating that a while back. So, yeah, vegetable ribbons and any of your whole, when it comes to noodles, any whole grain, fiber, whole wheat, seven grain noodles are great. Then right beside the noodles were the beans. All beans, as long as it's bagged beans, are good for consumption. I would not get canned beans, no canned foods. I'm just against anything that's in a can. Let's just put that out there. Anything in a can is just no. Do not eat something that you can eat 8 years from now in the same condition. That's just nonsense. That's just crazy. But the beans that I saw in a bag, there were several of them. My favorite is black beans. I love black beans. Second favorite will probably be navy beans. And then, of course, my third favorite is pinto beans. When it comes to rice, you will never get a rice better than brown rice. Uncle Ben's have a new rice. It's an instant brown rice. And actually, for it to be instant, it had only three ingredients. They were all natural ingredients, and I like that. And so Uncle Ben's have an instant brown rice where you don't have to wait a long time to cook it. Me personally, I have a rice cooker, so I don't have no problem having my rice take 40 minutes, because I'd rather deal with the nutrients in my brown rice than losing any of them in an instant brown rice. okay? I'm going to go over this list real quickly because I'm really pushing time here. No instant pudding. No instant potatoes. Especially, you know, instant potatoes in a box. No box stuffing. High in sodium. Very, very high in sodium. Monosodium glutenite. Instant noodles. Romaine noodles. I know I used to grow up on this in college because I would probably get 16 for a dollar. But I'm sorry, they're so high in sodium. It's a very dangerous noodle. And that's the reason why it's so cheap, is because it has no nutritional qualities in it whatsoever. And it will drive up your blood pressure big time because there's so much sodium in ramen noodles. So any kind of instant noodles, whether it's instant noodles in a cup or instant noodles in a bag, if you just, all you have to do is just add water and the sauce and everything else is already included, it's a no-no. Keep it there on the shelf. No canned soups. Sorry. All canned soups are going to be high in sodium. Even though they have the low-sodium canned soup, well, even the low-sodium canned soups are still high in sodium. You cannot eat something expected to be low in sodium if it has a 5 to 8 year shelf life. I think it even go up to 10 years, but I just don't condone any type of food consumption from a can. There were no crackers I liked, but I had to think like my clients, and if I had to choose a cracker, I would choose your whole wheat. There were some Triscuits, multi-grain Triscuits type of crackers out there that was pretty good, but I just don't do crackers at all. But if you have to do crackers, do the multi-grain crackers. They're going to be the best. No fruit cups. I saw some fruit cups that had a long shelf life. I didn't like that. And I definitely don't like applesauce. Applesauce have a lot of artificial preservatives in there, and it does have high fructose corn syrup in it. So don't give your babies applesauce unless you make it fresh from apples, which can be done in a blender or food processor. But applesauce that are in those cups, no. It's a big no-no, okay? Crystal Light, I hate anything that has fake sugar in it, especially Crystal Light because it has aspartame in it. Aspartame is a sugar substitute, which is a cancer-causing agent. And like I stated, when I had cancer, I used to love Diet Pepsi, which had artificial sugars in it. And I'm not saying that that alone caused the cancer, but I'm sure it helped it come along with no problem. All of the juices that I saw that were concentrated was juices I do not like that are concentrated. Always get juices that are not from concentrate. Because if it's a concentrated fruit juice, understand it is very acid to your body. In order for your body to fight off diseases or illnesses, it has to be alkaline. Concentrated juices, they take the water out and it just makes it more concentrated. Remember, you know, when you make daiquiris, you get a concentrated daiquiri mix that you add water and liquor things to it. Well, the same thing with juices. These are concentrated, which makes it more potent. So you're supposed to add water to it, but we don't. We drink it straight from the can or straight from the bottle, not taking in consideration that it is concentrated. It's very acidic to the body, and it's not good for the digestive system either. Always look on the juice content, because some of these juices, fruit juices, will say 10% fruit juice or 20% fruit juice. You want something that's, if you have to get a fruit juice or any type of juice drink, you have to get one that is 100% juice, okay? Now, me, I don't mess with it, but that's just me. But for you, make sure that the juice is 100% and do your best to get 100% juices that are not from concentrate. For those who are into the gym and you're drinking Powerade, you're just drinking nothing but food coloring, water, and high fructose corn syrup. Remember that bad word? No high fructose corn syrup in your drinks, especially these drinks that's supposed to be used for pre-workout or post-workout or when you are practicing for your sports. Cranberry juice is supposed to be 100% cranberry juice. And if it's 100% cranberry juice, it's not going to have high fructose corn syrup in it. I saw lots of cranberry juice that were so high in sugar, it was just ridiculous. And they were very high in high fructose corn syrup. The same thing with apple juice. I don't, you know, even before I got into this, I never bought apple juice that I could see through. Apple juice is supposed to have that dark, that kind of medium brown, murky type of look to it. So if it's clear, or if it's clear, I can see with a little brown tint to it, I would never drink it. That's concentrated, full of juice, full of sugar, and it's just not good for the children, especially if it's high in high fructose corn syrup, which most of those kind of juices, apple juices, are. If you want to look for an alternative to those juices, I will go for the natural juice. It is a little pricier, but it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it. Or you can go for Rice Dream, Silk and soy milk, or regular soy milk. But a lot of people who want to get off of cow's milk, I'll put them on Silk. I don't drink Silk, but you know, this is, remember, I'm getting off of myself and telling you what is the best for you who are not in my type of situation. But for you, I would say use any kind of Rice Dream or Silk soy milk or any other type of brand of soy milk that they have out there. Green tea, no. Don't drink, especially if you're a woman. Stay away from green tea. It's suspect, as a matter of fact. The caffeine is not good for your uterus, especially if you have fibroids. Leave green tea alone. It is not good for you. When it comes to cooking oil, the top cooking oil that I would say is olive oil. Macadamia nut oil is also a great oil to cook with, but it's not accessible at your regular grocery stores, so you would have to go for extra virgin olive oil. And the second best oil is, I would say, peanut oil. And then peanut oil is third. The second is safflower oil. And Smart Balance has a mixture of all three: olive oil, safflower oil, and peanut oil. So they're beginning to get hip to the healthy way of eating. And of course, I don't deal with pudding. I stated earlier, has too many artificial ingredients in it and very, very high in monodiglycerides. There we go with the glycerides. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That's the end of my notes, because the next aisle was the cereal aisle. And personally, I was not going to spend, I already spent 30, 40 minutes on the bread aisle. Being on a cereal aisle was going to take another hour, and I just didn't have that much time on my hands, so I stopped my note taking right there, cereal. So what I'm going to do is, we're going to have a part three. I went way over on time for part two, but I wanted to go ahead and get those out of the way, and we'll have a part three on this, the continuation on healthy grocery shopping. So thank you for listening to me. If you have any questions, and also if there is a food item that you want me to address for part three, please email me. Go to our website, healingpowerhour.com. Go to the email section and send me an email and tell me what foods you would like me to talk about specifically for our next part three segment of this series. Also, if there's any type of subject you wish me to address, I can do that. Like Joycelyn Andrews, she wanted me to talk about healthy eating and healthy grocery shopping, so I'm going to be doing several series on that just because she suggested it. So talk to me, and I will definitely make your requests and take your requests and grant them, and therefore educate you, and you can know as much as I know, maybe even more. How's that, huh? All right, so I'm going to go. Once again, phone number if you need to talk to me or if you would like to schedule an appointment for any of our services. Phone number is 770-603-0141 or check out the website at healingpowerhour.com. This is Dr. Akila, and I look forward to seeing you next time. I leave you with the blessings of love, peace, health, and prosperity. Take care.